Hello and welcome to the Everything Phil Collins podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I encourage you to subscribe if you enjoyed this week's episode. I also want to let you know that these podcasts are actually taken from our YouTube channel, and you can find out more about our YouTube videos by going to everythingphilcollins.com, where you'll get a link to watch all of our videos there, as well as some of the other cool stuff that we have on our website, everythingphilcollins.com. But I just wanted to let you know that this was originally a YouTube video, and so when I'm talking about certain visuals or if I'm holding something up to the camera, you might be missing out on that. So if you want to watch these episodes as videos, go to everythingphilcollins.com or just enjoy today's podcast episode. So I don't know when you're watching this or what time of year you're watching this, or if it's summer for you right now or where you live in the world, it's not summer. But for me right now, it's summer. It's hot. It's kind of nice. And I had something else planned for this week, but I got a little busy. I got to run away this weekend. And so I wanted to do something special for summer. And I decided to put together the top 10 best Phil Collins summer songs. Let's do this. Now, I don't think Phil has any official summer songs, although he comes pretty darn close, which we'll talk about in a second. So I quickly made this list of the top 10 songs I think would sound great on a summer playlist. In fact, I made you a playlist. Now, if you don't want to be spoiled before you hear this list, don't go there yet. Maybe just save it on your phone, but scan this QR code here, and then you can get this playlist on Spotify, or you click the link in the description below, and you can get this playlist on Spotify. And I've mixed it up so you won't know the order, but I've also thrown some other tunes in there that are kind of work well, like Chips and Salsa and Big Noise Instrumental and some of the remix extended versions. So check that out at your leisure. Are you ready to dive in? Let's start with number 10 and go all the way up to number one. And as usual, this is my list. So at the end of this video, I'm going to ask you what your top 10 best Phil Collins summer songs are. Ready to go? Starting at number 10, I don't really know where to put this one. This could be number one, it could be number 10, but we're gonna start with Easy Lover. I always hate putting this song on my list because it's technically a Philip Bailey track, right? It's on Chinese Wall. In fact, I like listening to Chinese Wall in the summer. It's a very upbeat record. You're gonna notice a lot of kind of like classic 80s songs because I don't know, I associate 80s with summer, like pool parties and neon Speedos or whatever. But I think Easy Lover is a great way to start off this. This could be an any time of year song, but it's also a great summer song. So Easy Lover by Phil and Philip. Okay, number 9 is a little bit of a wild card, but I'm going to do it because I love this song. I don't think I've ever got to put it on a top 10 list, but I'm picking I'm Not Moving from Face Value. Why? Well, it's cool. It's upbeat. It's kind of like, it's summery in the sense of kind of Beatles-esque and just kind of chill. But another argument, even though this is not what the lyrics are about, but when I think about the title, I'm Not Moving, I think about what I like to do in the summer, which is not move. I like to sit in a hammock or just float in the pool. So that's why I put it on my list. I'm Not Moving. But it's a favorite of mine, and I've heard from some of you it's a favorite of yours as well. Maybe we'll do a song review of it coming up soon. That would be fun because it's such a great song, and I think it's a good summer song. This is a hard one to pick from Face Value because there's not a lot of summer tunes on Face Value because it doesn't have like that much of an upbeat vibe to it other than maybe I Missed Again or Behind the Lines, but I picked I'm Not Moving. Now we get into the quintessential hot summer songs. Number 8 is Don't Lose My Number from No Jacket Required. Honestly, and I don't have a ton from No Jacket Required. That's because I think that every song from No Jacket Required could be on this list. So I found it really hard to pick because I think, personally, I think Inside Out is a really great summer song. I don't know why. It just feels like a hot evening summer tune. But I also think like Who Said I Would, Only You Know and I Know, like every song, that to me is a hugely big summer record. We're going to dive into that record in very soon as a whole. But I picked Don't Lose My Number because it's a hit. I think it's a good summer song. Did they use it on Miami Vice? It's got a Miami Vice vibe to it. I don't think so. Okay, coming in at number 7 is the first of the Motown tunes that we're going to include on here, and that's Two Hearts. I think anything Motown sounds to me like the 60s, 70s American, which I associate with kind of Beach Boys and Bee Gees summer tunes, and Phil's always had a bit of an American influence, and same with the Bee Gees. And I just think that like he started to do like more kind of like American sounding stuff. And I think Two Hearts, even though I think he's just a co-writer on it, but you know, this is like one of his biggest tunes. So I think it makes the list because it's summery. It's fun. If you played this at a pool party, Nobody would have a problem with that. And number six, another one from No Jacket Required, and that's Sioux Studio. Sioux Studio is a club tune, right? Hot Nights. I mean, if we really wanted to get didactic here, we could have done two playlists. We could have done like Summer Pool Party and then like Hot Miami Nights, kind of, you know what I mean? We could have done two different ones. So Sioux Studio is, but I mean, it's 80s, right? I think of like the pool. It played a huge role in like season two or season three of Stranger Things, which takes place in the 80s. I just think of like pool parties, like people playing Michael Jackson and Wham and Phil Collins. And it's just, I think Sioux Studio has to be on this list, whether you think it's a summer tune or not. It's just got that like party feel to it. All of the digital drums and the horns, like this, all, like I said, all of No Jacket Required could be a summer record for me. Number five. And this is an album that is underrepresented. Well, it's okayly represented on this list. And that's Dance Into the Light. And the song is Dance Into the Light, the title track. I personally, even though if you think of summer records, you see Phil dancing, it's colorful. There's a lot of like Latin influence and Afro beats. And it's just, to me, it's like a very summery record. Although I personally enjoy this record in the winter. It's really weird. I think it's when I first got it on CD was like around Christmas or the winter. And so I personally associate it with the winter, even though that's super bizarre, especially for songs like River So Wide or Dance Into the Light. But I wanted to put Dance Into the Light on here because if a non-Phil Collins fan just heard this, or if you're listening to my playlist, you would be like, yeah, this fits. Dance Into the Light. And it's got the horns. It's got that kind of Latin groove and the congas and stuff. So definitely we have to have one or two songs from Dance Into the Light on this list. Number four is another Motown track, and it's You Can't Hurry Love. And I'll tell you, of the big, 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 big hits, some of them really bother me. Like, I think I've heard enough of Two Hearts. I think I've heard enough of Groovy Kind of Love. I don't like Separate Lives. You know that. Easy Lover, it's great. I respect it, but I don't like often reach for it myself. And You Can't Hurry Love is like one of these tunes that like, it doesn't bother me. You would think that this song would really get annoyed. And I would argue that it's maybe his most played song today on the radio. I hear it the most in the grocery store, in the dentist's office. Oftentimes we're at the mall. My kids are like, hey, Dad, it's Phil Collins, and it's You Can't Hurry Love. I would argue that he's like made it more, his version's more popular. I would argue that. I don't know if that's true, but it's a great tune. I think it's a testament to the songwriting. It's a great tune, and I don't really have a problem with it. And I think it's a cool summer tune as well. Again, if to me, like the qualifications for a summer tune is like either Phil's Motown stuff or his 80s No Jacket era stuff. So that to me, I think You Can't Hurry Love, the tambourine, it works really well. Which flows really well into number three, which is Heatwave. Love is like a heatwave from the album Going Back. You know, I don't love Going Back. I do like his covers. I like his covers that are really different, like Can't Stop Loving You and the Bob Dylan one. I don't mind You Can't Hurry Love. To me, I've only ever heard it. Growing up as a kid, I only ever heard it as a Phil Collins song. But the Going Back album, to me, sure, it's well done. I'd love to get that singles 7-inch collection from it one day. I still need to grab the kind of condensed version on vinyl. I don't have that yet. It's recorded really well. I'm happy for him to have done this. But I think it kind of came from that dark era of Phil. And it always felt like a contract obligation. And I don't know. But I mean, I have to have it on this list, and I have to have it high up on this list because it has the word heat wave in it. And it's got that pool party vibe. Again, 50s, 60s. If you put this on at a pool party in Las Vegas or in Miami or anywhere in the world, people would be like, yeah, this is great. They splash each other. And have you seen my Speedo, by the way? It's pretty good. Anyway, number two, Heat on the Street. Now, lyrically, it's not really about pool parties or hot days, but it does have the word heat in it. And I wanted to put something from, but seriously, I mean, we could have done I Wish It Would Rain Down because that's how most people feel in the summer, but that's not a summery tune. We could have done Hanging Long Enough, which I wanted to do. We could have done Saturday Night and Sunday Morning, but I think Heat on the Street works because it's good. It feels like, remember I said like if we did like hot night tunes, so we could do like Sioux Studio, Heat on the Street. What else would we put in there? Don't Lose My Number, maybe Easy Lover. And then like the pool party version is like, Love is Like a Heat Wave. You Can't Hurry Love, Two Hearts, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I think Heat on the Street deserves to be on this list, and it's one of my favorite tunes. I love But Seriously, so I'm putting it number two. Finally, number one, and this is how you can tell I've committed to this list at picking what the best summer tunes would be, because I don't like this song. I have put this on my top five worst Phil Collins songs of all time. But when I played it in preparation for this list, I was like, yeah, yeah, this is a summer tune. Just in the cruise ship, there's a clue for you, cruise ship vibes. You know, like when you're on a cruise ship and they play those steel drums and it's like, feeling hot, hot, hot. And everyone's kind of like tangoing around. What song did I pick for number one? Wear My Hat. Yeah, Wear My Hat from Dancing in the Light. I don't love it. You don't love it. Well, some of you do love it. Lyrically, it's kind of on the nose, a little goofy, but whatever. I never really cared for it live. But if I'm doing a pool party mix, I'm going to put Wear My Hat on there because it's got super, super Latin vibes to it. So we have to keep it on this list. And again, let me just say this before you guys get crazy in the comments. A bad Phil Collins song is still in my top 100 songs of all time. So it's not my favorite, but never truly skip it. Okay, let me look here. What's my favorite tune on this list? Well, probably Sioux Studio. I'm Not Moving is like kind of a deep cut, and so is Heat on the Street. So I really like it. So we have Easy Lover, number 10. Number 9, I'm Not Moving. Number 8, Don't Lose My Number. Number 7, Two Hearts. Number 6, Sioux Studio. Number 5, Dance of Delight. Number 4, You Can't Hurry Love. Number 3, Love is Like a Heat Wave. Number 2, Heat on the Street. It's getting hot as I'm doing this. And number 1 is Wear My Hat. So I'm very curious, do you agree or disagree? And what did I miss? I did leave off some stuff that I thought like Behind the Lines would be kind of cool. The two horn songs from Hello, I Must Be Going, like It Don't Matter to Me. And I Cannot Believe It's True. That would have fit well. I get that. Maybe River So Wide too, or something else from Dancing in the Light, like Love Police. I didn't really think of anything from Testify. There's probably more from Going Back we could do. Again, I've made a playlist. You can click the link in the description below. It'll take you to that Spotify playlist and you can enjoy it this summer if you're watching this video in the summer. Maybe if you're watching it in the winter and you're about to go on a cruise or on vacation, you can take this playlist with you. I've included some other stuff in there, like something from Hot Night in Paris and some of the extended remixes. But I'm curious. Give me your top 10 in the comments down below. Please subscribe. Thanks for watching. And tell me your top 10 favorite Phil Collins summer songs. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to find out more about the show, go to everythingphilcollins.com. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review of the show. That really helps.